Hello, my name is Elvis Rosario, and it is the 10th of December.
You can hold this if you want. All right, so how did practice go this week?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Much better than last time.
Yeah? Are you talking about cello lesson today, or, like, practice at home?
Cello lessons today.
Was there any practicing at home?
No.
Okay.
I fell asleep.
And you didn't see your mentor this week, so we can't. Well, we'll talk more generally about practice then. What piece are you playing?
I am playing How Softly.
Cool. And what was better this week in lesson?
The speed of how the song went.
Mm-hmm. How do you mean? Like the speed?
Yeah, because usually I would take me a while to make decisions. I'm like, what is that note? It's like, sometimes I can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm doing pretty good. Like, I know it by heart now.
So, how do you think that changed over this week?
Pretty significantly.
Do you know what, like, how do you think that changed? How does something like that change when you don't practice? Like, but it got better.
I don't know. I guess it was a lucky day today.
Yeah. You can have good days, huh?
Yeah.
Any other ideas why it got better?
No.
Ah, interesting. What's still hard on this piece?
The slurs.
Slurs. Yeah. Amen. What's hard about the slurs?
How sometimes you don't have enough bow to play the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So how do you fix that?
You adjust your bow.
You like save bow?
Yeah, save bow.
Slow with the bow. Cool. When you get to passage, when you're practicing or you're trying to get something, that you're not getting, what kind of techniques do you use to make it better?
Nothing much, just practice a whole bunch till I get it right.
So you just do it? Do you do it over and over again, or?
Yeah, pretty much over and over.
Mhm. Any other techniques?
No.
Like if you were at home practicing, or in a lesson, and I go off and do something, and I say work on this, what do you say you were working on? Like that part, the hard part right there. How would you go about doing it?
I would try to remember what I did last time. Try to remember the sound of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did it again, I'll see what's off about the notes.
With your ear, you just...
And try something different.
Cool. When you're working really super hard on a passage, do you ever lose track of time?
Sometimes.
Yeah? Where you just sort of... You're so into it that you don't remember that... You were thirsty. Or you don't remember that.
Yeah.
The lesson's almost over. All right. So, why do you play cello in general?
Well, the beginning, I really didn't want to. I was forced. My mom wouldn't have no. But now it's gotten pretty good, and I'm liking it.
Cool. So you play it because you like it.
Yeah.
What made you want to play cello this week?
Sheer boredom. I got nothing else at my house to do.
Nice. That's good. Alright, so, do you consider yourself a good cellist?
Why? Yeah.
Why not? Cool.
I do, because I don't practice much, but every time I go on Wednesdays, I always seem to be doing well, so.
Cool.
I just want to know what will happen if I actually did practice.
Yeah, wouldn't that be interesting? I need to try that out. Alright, so I was going to have you play just a couple sections of this for the recorder, just so the areas that you find tough.
Okay.
So the idea is that it doesn't have to be anything, just where it's at.
Which area?
Why don't you pick one of the spots that we were just talking about, the harder spots. Second page, maybe?
Yes.
That's a nice one. Yeah.
See again.
It sounds good. Great. Thank you, honey. We'll listen to this later.